AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day six on the run for two convicted killers who escaped from a maximum security prison in upstate New York. The focus today is on a swampy area just a couple of miles from the prison.
School is closed because they thought they have a lead on where the criminals are in Katyville.
Keegna Ike has no school today as the search continues. David Sweat and Richard Matt used power tools to cut their way out of the maximum security Clinton Correctional Facility. The renewed activity so close to the prison appears to be the best hope of catching the two convicts. In New York City, the man accused of shooting a police officer in the head last month has been indicted for murder. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
A Queens grand jury returned a 12-count indictment against Demetrius Blackwell for the May 2nd shooting death of police officer Brian Moore. The top charges are aggravated murder and first-degree murder, which in New York is reserved for police killing.
The defendant's alleged conduct and his total disregard of law and authority clearly demonstrate that he's a serious threat to society.
Queens District Attorney Richard Brown says though Moore and his partner were in plain clothes and an unmarked vehicle, Blackwell knew they were police. Warren Levinson, New York.
Retail sales jumped last month, a sign that strong job growth is boosting retail sales in the stores. Sales were higher for cars, clothes, and building materials. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 53 points. A spokesman for the International Monetary Fund says no progress has been made resolving the debt crisis in Greece.
As our managing director has said many times, the IMF never leaves the table. We remain engaged, but the ball is very much in Greece's court right now.
Gay rights groups are planning to go to court to challenge a new law in North Carolina. Lawmakers overrode a veto by the Republican governor, passing a law allowing some court officials to refuse to carry out gay marriage because of their religious beliefs. This is AP Radio News. Christopher Lee has died at 93.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all.
Christopher Lee appeared in more than 250 movies, including as Saruman from the Lord of the Rings movies and Count Dooku from the Star Wars films. He played Count Dracula, the villain in The Man with the Golden Gun, Sherlock Holmes, and Fu Manchu. Lee says he couldn't even remember all of his roles, and sometimes he didn't want to. He also had a memorable moment while hosting Saturday Night Live in 1978.
I would like you to meet Loaf.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And Ron Moody has died.
You got a pickpocket or two, boy.
Moody was best known for playing Fagin in the 60s movie Oliver. He was nominated for an Oscar and appeared on Broadway as well. Moody had a long career in TV and shows like Starsky and Hutch and Gunsmoke and in movies. Ron Moody was 91. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.